Chazal tell us this week's parashas are very, very similar to the parasha of Yosef. Find an unbelievable zach. Chazal tell us Vayisko Elokim es Rochel Vayiftach es Rachma. Hashem remembers Rochel and opens up Arechem. What do we remember? You remember the giving of the simonim. Chazal tells an unbelievable medrash. I wish we had time to go into this even more, but the medrash says in Eicha, unbelievable medrash, Kofsu Rochel Imenu Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amra. Rosh Shel Oilam, Goloi V'yadula Fanecha, V'yakoiv Avdecha, Avdecha, Avani Ava Yiseira. You know that Yaakov Avinu loved me with a tremendous love. And he went, Zayin Shonim, he worked. And when the Zayin Shonim were off, he gives my Nisui, Yoat Ovi Lachlifeini, the Vali, Bishvil Achaisu. My father, who was a cheating person, he wanted to switch me. Gehukshalai Adom Ma'oit. I knew about this. It very much bothered me. People think, oh, the famous story of Rachel, you see the coloring books. And she, like, so willingly gives over the simonim in the coloring books. And every, you know, the kids were very angry, they make a black face on Rachel, right? But they still make the picture, and she's giving over the simonim under the chuppah, and everything looks so dandy. If you don't realize what the koichas ha-nefesh that took Rachel Imenu to do this thing. V'huk sholei adom ma'oit, ki noida li ha'etze vo'idati l'bali, v'osati lo simonim shi'yaka v'ni v'en ha'choisi. We made up between us that there's going to be simonim to know between whom, because he was choshish that he was going to do shtick over here. Shloi teite in the chevron. Ula erev chofu l'achoyis l'balim koimi. And at night, they were cholef achoyis l'balim koimi. Umasad l'achoyis kol ha-simonim. They gave her all the simonim shermaz ad l'balim that she saw what she wrote her. Vloi oit. Unbelievable chazam. El shenichnas li taras ha-mita. I went under the bed that night, and I was talking to her, she kept quiet, it was dark, she was under the bed, Leah Rachel, and she, every time that his husband talked, Leah kept quiet, and Rachel answered under the bed. I didn't take her out of the bush of a cherpa. But after Malachai Bekayom, why are you angry at your nation, Klal Yisrael? For the Avodah Salim that they do, Shein Bom Mamish, the Glees of Bonai Venergo Becherb, also Oivin Bom Kitsoinon. This is what you let them because of the Avodah Salim that they did. You're jealous of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then you took them out to slaughter, you goiled them down amongst the nations. I'm a boss of a Dominic Baruch Hashem, and I was able to hold out that my nation be Mavuyish, my sister. Even, and I wasn't Mekane in my sister, who Be'etzel, I should have had tremendous jealousy. You are the Baruch Hashem, you could have mercy. You don't have to Mekane against the Erevon Salilim. Miyad, Iskagun Racha, Oshal Kodesh Baruch Hu, B'shvilech Rochel. And he machzeis the strong and koimom, koyom Hashem, kobo rama nishma, nihi vichi tamrun rochel mavakel aboneho, men oi rochel vareki enenu, koyom Hashem, mini koylech mi bechi, umi aye vienach mi dimo, ki yesh chal ufuloseich, num Hashem, vishovu meretz oye, vish tikva lachariseich, num Hashem, vishovu bonum lukumom. So went the Medrash, Kodesh Baruch Hu's going to bring back. And the Medrash starts off, we didn't have time to go in, the Medrash starts off, Avram's going to come, the Medrash will bring back the Umayyads, so Rivka's going to, the Umayyads, everybody's going to come, and beg Kodesh Baruch Hu to bring us back, Kodesh Baruch Hu's not going to answer. comes along roughly, man, and says, I should have been jealous of my sister, I should open my mouth, I kept myself quiet. What do we see from here? The godless of the koyach of shtika, in order not to revive somebody else. An unbelievable zach. Her schusa shtika, that she was zoicha, as the Medrash says, that one will learn to open Moshe Rabbeinu, Avram, Moshe, Yitzchak, Aviram, all the ties was discovered by the Medrash. But b'shvilech, ani machzer, as he saw, I'm going to bring back the nation. Because her taina was I should have been jealous. As though I was a boss of the dom, and I held back, and I closed my mouth, and I was shoystig when I wanted to really say something. With all the jealousy and the anger and everything, I wanted to open my mouth, and I didn't do it. That was what Rachel was zoicha to me. Chazal bring Rashi says that Rachel was zoicha to another schar. The schush that she gave over the simonim, Chazal say, Zochlo, she mosu simonim lachoyis, so she was zochlo to have the child, Yosef. What was the pshat? At that moment she thought she was giving over everything, because she didn't know. She bemis thought that maybe she was going to be mevatzer on a whole shift day car. What was the goddess of that Maisa Basusa? She was mevatzer. She didn't want to embarrass it. I mean, how many of us, the Maisa comes down, it's a tremendous design, but the Maisa, the busha that the girl will do, the sister's going to have. Her father forced Leah Mestoma didn't want to do it also. Her father, switched Leah for Rachel. And she's under the chuppah now. So the busha is going to be unbelievable busha. We find people in today's generation that won't do mevatzer. What was the goddess of Rachel? The goddess of Rachel Rabbeisai was another thing. That she didn't know whether Yaakov Avinu was going to take her for a wife afterwards. She wasn't just mivata on Eishes Yaakov. She was mivata now on the Shiftei Kor. Rachel's dream was to be the mother of Yaakov's children. And she was going to be mivata on that also, Rabbeisai. This was the goddess. She went b'tmimus. She wanted to do the Ratzon Hashem, what she told Ratzon Hashem. She didn't want to mevatter somebody else, and she was ready to mevatter on her whole existence because the tachas of a woman is for her children. And she wanted to have the children in the Shiftei Kor. She wanted to be the mother of the Shiftei Kor. And now she was going to mevatter even on that. On something that was her whole essence. On something that she spent her whole life. She waited for and she hoped for her own years in Beis Yaakov, she was bowed down that she should be the mother of Tzadikim. And when Yaakov came along, she thought her dream was going to come true for once. And then came that moment. The moment of truth. The moment when everything was going to, in her mind, at that moment, she didn't know that there was going to be, who knows what's going to be. Because bro, now Yaakov's not going to want to marry her. First of all, he's going to be angry at her. Second of all, who says that they want to marry two sisters? Everything's going to be lost. And yet, not to mevayish somebody else, not to mevayish her sister, she's ready to mark of such a hands, Hakrav Rabbeisai, is what gave us Yad Nishmaya, that Tzoyfa Shaldova, and she became the mother of Shom the Shvatim, became the mother of Yosef HaTzadik, and B'yomen HaTzadik, became the mother of those two great Shvatim, B'schus, her Mesiris Nefesh, and her not to mevayish somebody else, Rabbeisai. There's a murder of Musa Haskel, Rabbeisai, for us. In the end of what the Pu'ula Rabbeisai, the Ganta, all the other Sakdoshim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Akantri Bershim, we know the Schusim of Avram Avinu, his Messias Nevesh, Yitzchok Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ryan Hemna, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ramban Shokol B'nei Yisrael, the Torah, the Yav, he's the coming for the Bershim. The Bershim's not going to answer his Taina to bring back lies. Rachel Mavaka, as we sing all Rachel, very nice. Rachel, Rachel. What does the song mean, Rabbeinu? Very nice to sing it. Change it quick because we might get into it. So change it, get over to the next song. Get something more quick. We don't want to sing too much. You know, we have to make a quick song for Rachel Mavaka. When it's too slow, we might think we might be misspoken and get turned on too much. Quick change the song. But when that was 34 seconds that we're singing, Rachel, Rachel, very nice. What does it mean, Rabbi Yisrael? What does Rachel Mavaka Abonai mean, Rabbi Yisrael? And Hashem's going to say, Mini Kodach Mibachi. What does it mean? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into Rachel's Maisa, a Maisa that was Me'al Me'eva, that she was ready to Mavata on everything, on all her Ruchnias she was able to give up. Gashmias you can give up. That's what made me want to tie the pshat now. Just thought, Gashmias you can give up. So Avram gave up on his Gashmias. He was ready to give up on his Gashmias. He was ready to give up on his Akedah. Yitzchak was ready to give up his life in the Akedah. Avram was ready to give up his Gashmias. Leil Chomi Atzach, over everything you have, give up. But Rachel was ready to give up on her Ruchnias. She was ready to give up. That she thought that maybe she'd be the mother to Yaakov's children. And maybe, who knows what's going to be with her. Maybe she's going to fall into the hands of Esav, because she knew, as Rashi brings, Esav had this plan. He thought, one kid's going to go, one daughter's going to go to Yaakov, one goes to Esav. She thought, the younger, that's why Leah was crying the whole time. But now that Leah went to Yaakov, who knows who she's going to get? And she's giving it all up, all her ruchnias, everything. For what? Not to revive somebody else. Not to cause busha. With all the kinna and all the jealousy, she was under the bed. But you know what that means? Lo yom ki super, the goddess of Rachel Yemenu, not to cause shum busha to her sister. And what sister was now taking away her own husband from her? It wasn't stam not to cause busha. Somebody else was going to embarrass her stam. She was taking away her own rights to this yavam they made up, and everything was smooth. They were going to be married, and everything. He married the senior boy son. And yet Rachel's not ready to mevata. What happens to Baisai? Not only does she get in the future, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to redeem us only b'schus Rachel Yemenu. But also b'schus Rachel Yemenu's ma'isa, she was zorah b'soiv, became my mitzvot. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that she'd have great children. B'schus her mesiras nefesh, that she's not ready to give up. This comes to the great yisoid of Baisai, of a person that's able to keep quiet and not to embarrass, even when it's nogei his own personal covenant of Hashem. How many times that someone comes over to us and someone embarrasses us, or someone says something, and we just want to let that guy have it, or somebody we want to just embarrass, and we just want to tell the guy know the truth, and we're not thinking what's really in our mind is our own personal covenant. We might have gotten, you know, abused, or whatever, somebody might have said something harsh to us, and all we want to do is get back and give it to him as strong as possible. But we don't realize the koyach of a person that holds himself back, who's boilem es pif, who holds himself back not to embarrass somebody else of Rosai. The greatness of that koyach of Rosai developed in the later letter. They say stories over. They said a ma'isa recently, Rabbi Yisrael, that somebody came to Chaim Kanievsky not long ago, and he said that he never, many years, he's looking to have children, and he doesn't have children. So Rabbi Chaim threw out a line to Chazal saying, Chulin, that Toila Eretz al Blima, the world is held on Blima. What's Blima? Dr. Gemara, Mishaboylam Espin, Bishas Kasa. Does mean that a person is very angry at somebody else, somebody caused them pain, somebody caused them anger, somebody's supposed to get angry, and he wants to give it back, he wants to lash out at him, and he holds back, Mishaboylam Espin, Bishas Kasa, Dr. Gemara, Toila Eretz Al Blima, he holds the whole world up at that moment. So the Chaim told his kids, if a person has the koyach to hold the entire world, hold up the entire world, that person can give a bracha for children. He's holding up the entire world. So Chaim gave this guy an eitzah, to find somebody who's boil mespiv shas kasa and get a bracha from him. You don't have to go to Big Sag. That's going to be a schus to have a child. This person 18, who knows how long. The kid said, how did you find such a guy? He doesn't know. He relies on the inversion. This yid goes to a chassan, and a few days later, and he's sitting at the table, and he's sitting next to a yid of his, and somebody came over to this guy and starts mamish yelling at him. You're no good, you're this, you're that. And he sees the steam building up in his friend next door. He sees mamish's face turning, he's like smoke coming out of the ears already. He's ready to give it to this guy back. And
And the friend who had been Baruch Chaim Kanievsky says, do me a favor, don't answer back. And he's going, what are you doing, this guy? And the guy started berating him, and mom was screaming at him, and this and that. And he's ready to let this guy have it. Please do me a favor, don't answer. Put your mom, punch the guy in the nose. What are you doing? Do me a biggest favor, I'll explain to you later. The kitzer, finally the guy doesn't answer back. After a few minutes he leaves, and he calls this other guy over. He says, what are you telling? What are you telling? I had to give this guy back for his good. He berated me in front of everybody. He was screaming at me. So he told him the whole part of Chaim Kanievsky. He says, give me a bracha now. He said, what do you mean? So Reb Chaim said, Misha Boilam is people shas kasu. You keep your mouth quiet. You have a koyach to hold the whole world. I mean, of course, give me a bracha for children. He says, listen to me. That's what you want. I'll give you a bracha. Reserve it to other child. The kids are, but he said, 9 months later, whatever it was, he had a child. Because the koyach of Misha Boilam is people shas kasu is a murder to koyach of Boisai. When you have the right, when you have a good reason about that, and we know how much it takes. Somebody does something so terrible. He stepped on my toe. Oh boy, is he going to get in this yeshiva? The whole list of good words that he learned in the rap last night when he was listening to rap music. Some beautiful, fine words, college dictionary words. He's going to get over. Got 800 for stepping on his toe. Oh wow, was that bad? 800 college dictionary words. All that four letters incomplete, and he, oh boy, he's going to get it. Rabbi said, he's doing something so terrible as he took away his fork in the dining room, and he's going to get it all, mamish, every single word that's possible out there for that terrible deed that he did. But even if he did something bad to him, the person doesn't realize the koyach of Misha Boilam is Pivot. It's a koyach that of not embarrassing somebody, a koyach of not, even though you want to give it back. We see the koyach of koyach hashkika, how koyach was machshid that you have a koyach and you control yourself, you hold yourself back, you say that ein chanami after right, but you're not going to give it to him. You're going to control yourself. You're going to close your mouth. You're going to be shoysik. And even if the person embarrasses you, and even if you have issues with this guy, and if you want to give it to this guy, you're waiting for weeks to just give it to this guy, and you hold back. Rabbi said, at that moment, the control of that mouth. The koyach is toyla eretz al blim, and the whole world is in your hands. You got the whole wild world in your hands. That's what the Gemara says. You got the whole world in your hands, Rabbi Yisrael. With the koyach of boilam is pink. The person is shoysek. The person is able, even with the jealousy and the anger that he has to somebody, to control it. The koyach is moyredik. On that, you can go to the version with a taina. That I'm jealous of this person. I had a right to be angry with this person, and I held back my anger. To Baruch Shalom, you know you're angry with us. You're angry with Klal Yisrael. You want to bring Chas V'Shalom Gzeiros on Klal Yisrael. But me, boss of the dom, as well tied it. Even all my anger, I was able to control and not reveal the MS. I was able to be shoysek. Baruch Shalom, I'm also shoysek. Please, Baruch Shalom, answer my tefillahs. Bring rain. Answer my tefillahs. Bring Yeshuas for my mishpacha. Answer my tefillahs. Bring the Yeshua, the Gula Shleim, behavior made on me.